where you are and your button or where you are and your castle is only this vibrational journey. It isn't about anything else. And what slows people down is that they make it about what that one's doing and that one's doing and that one's doing when it only has to do with what you're doing. So, for example, let's say that sometimes Esther will see a television program, and the television program is really negative in nature. In fact, if you all saw her see it, you'd say, "Oh, Esther, I would have thought you would be doing better by now." For example. So Esther's watching this program, and this television program is doing a really first-class job of making fun of someone who has been annoying Esther. So watching them make fun of someone who has been annoying Esther, most anybody would say, "Oh boy, is she ever pointed upstream?" Except it might not be an upstream experience for Esther. It could very well be a downstream experience for Esther, because poking fun at them felt better than the powerless way she felt about them before she poked fun at them. You following? So sometimes you may look into your past and you may say, "Oh, I can't believe I ever did that. That was an upstream thought." Or sometimes somebody, even somebody close to you, a friend, a co-creative friend, a student of Abraham friend, someone that you live with, somebody that you love, somebody that knows you, could very well say to you, "Oh, that's an upstream thought." And you have to be able to say to them, "It might be and it might not be, but I don't think you really know. You can't tell which of my thoughts are upstream or downstream for me, because you don't know what thought I had before that one. If you think that thought was upstream, you should have heard what I was thinking before I thought that. I didn't even start talking to you until I started getting pointed downstream, you can tell." So this vibrational relationship is really an important thing. So when you say, "I have an issue with something," what you're saying is, "I've been struggling with this for a long time. I've wanted something that I couldn't figure out how to get it for a long time." And so you're right. It is upstream in nature when you feel that way. And you can tell by the way you feel about it. The words you would use to describe these two situations are discouraged, sort of overwhelmed, really kind of tired of the subject. In other words, it has been an upstream battle for you and uncomfortable. So now we want to help you to diffuse the idea that there are any issues. We want you to use a different word than issue. And it really is as simple as deciding that you want to feel better. So which is upstream and which is downstream? Which feels worse and which feels better? The word issue or the word subject?
Subject.
Subject is downstream, issue is upstream. Now, everyone might not agree with that, but you can sort of feel. So if you were reaching, really using your powerful now as your learning that you can do, you would say, "I have a couple of subjects that I would like to discuss." You'd make that effort to make it a downstream. And what are those subjects? Those subjects are finances and body weight. Now, it feels different already, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But then, and it's all right, you wanting to be the realistic person and tell it like it is, you, like most people, say, "And this is something that I've been struggling with for a long time." Struggling is upstream. So struggling, contemplating. Struggling with, contemplating, struggling, considering, struggling, wanting to get a handle on, wanting to figure out, looking forward to finding answers, looking forward to getting some really good progress, looking forward to understanding it enough that I can teach it to others. Feel the difference? Mm-hmm. So feel how diffusing all of that is, and that's what you're reaching for. You're reaching for relief, and the relief that you're reaching for is the relief that your thoughts can provide your being. The relief, because that's where all of your control is. You don't have the power, nor would you want to have the power, to drop 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever pounds. You wouldn't want the power to drop them now. You wouldn't. Your body would be in shock. We'd have to get a helicopter for you. You don't want to drop it all at once. You want